Welcome to Elderberry Tales. Grab a daisy and a big cup of nectar. It's time for a story. Today's story is Alfie Blows Bubbles by Tony J. Moon. Alfie was in the garden, blowing bubbles. The bubbles were big, round, and had all the colors of the rainbow in them. Some of the bubbles flew high in the air, over the treetops. Some stayed close to the ground and bumped around the flowers. Alfie blew a stream of bubbles over the daisies. Some of these bumped together and popped, showering little shower drops of water onto the flowers. Now, sitting in one of the flowers, minding their own business, gathering nectar and pollen, were two large black and yellow bees. The bees were being showered every now and then with sudden bursts of soapy rain. Just when they had gathered an armful of pollen, splosh! They were hit in the face with a sudsy drop of water. This made them drop all their pollen over the flower. The two bees were getting cross. Alfie was still running around the garden enjoying himself, blowing the bubbles, as the two bees looked over the edge of the flower to see what was going on.
"Now that," said the first bee, "is the problem."
The answer to the problem, they both thought, was to remove the bubbles. Together, the bees decided to burst all the bubbles with their little, pointy sting. Zooming out from the flower, the bees rushed around the garden, bursting as many bubbles as they could find. It was hard work. Alfie, far from being sad at seeing his bubbles being burst, thought that it was fun and started blowing more bubbles. The bees were buzzing around like wild things, while Alfie was blowing more and more bubbles. The buzzy bees got so out of breath, they had to go back to a large daisy for a rest and a cup of nectar. Alfie was getting excited and was blowing bigger and bigger bubbles. One bubble was so big it would not let go of the bubble stick. As Alfie would not let go of the bubble stick either, the bubble slowly lifted Alfie into the air. The bees looked over the edge of the sunflower where they were sitting. They saw Alfie rising into the air.
"Now he thinks he's a bee," said the first bee.
"We can't have that. He's after our honey," said the second bee.
The bees flew over to where Alfie was hovering, just above the pansies.
"Look here," said the first bee, flying just in front of Alfie. "We are not having you flying round pinching our honey. Up here is for bees. Little boys belong down on the ground."
"I know," said Alfie, "but I'm being kidnapped by this big bubble."
"Oh, that is serious," said the second bee.
"Shall we pop the bubble?"
said the first bee to Alfie.
"No, no," shouted Alfie. "I would fall."
"We could sit on top of the bubble," said the second bee. "The extra weight of us may push Alfie back down to the ground."
"Good idea," said the first bee.
So they both flew to the top of the bubble and sat down. The two bees looked around. It was nice on top of the bubble. The sun was shining and there was quite a good view. They could see their hive in the next field where they lived. Far from making the bubble go down, however, the warmth of the sun was making the bubble rise higher, up into the air. The bees flew down again to where Alfie was hanging on to the bubble stick and told him about the sun warming the bubble.
"What we need," said Alfie, "is a friendly little black cloud to cover up the sun."
"Not much chance of that," said the first bee. "There's not a cloud in the sky."
"Not in the sky, maybe," said the second bee. "But I know
know where I can find one."
Saying that, the second bee flew off at top speed.
"What is she talking about?" said Alfie to the first bee.
"I've not got the faintest idea," said the first bee.
In the distance, there was a large buzzing sound. The sound got louder and louder. Suddenly, over the hedge, there came a large black cloud. The cloud was buzzing and buzzing.
"One black cloud," said the second bee,
who was leading the black buzzing cloud. The cloud, of course, was made up of hundreds and hundreds of bees. The second bee had flown back to the hive and brought everyone back with her to help Alfie. The bees circled round above Alfie in the bubble, stopping the sunlight. As expected, when the sun stopped shining on the bubble, the air inside of the big bubble cooled down, and the bubble got heavier. Slowly, Alfie and the bubble sank down until they were just touching the tops of some big yellow flowers. Suddenly, the bubble burst, and Alfie was dropped into the middle of the flowers. The flowers were full of pollen, and a large cloud of this pollen rose into the air. Alfie gave a big sneeze. All of the bees zoomed down to collect up the pollen and take it back to the hive. When all the bees had gone, Alfie found himself left on his own, sitting in the middle of the flowers, clutching his bubble stick.
"Now that," said Alfie, "was an adventure."
One of the things I like about this story is the way the relationship between Alfie and the bees changes. At the beginning, the bees are not very happy with Alfie. They do not like getting splashed by the bubbles he makes. And remember how they try to pop all of the bubbles with their stingers? But then, once Alfie is in trouble, the bees really want to help him. They must feel kindness and compassion for him in their hearts. And it's because of the bees that Alfie makes it safely back to the ground. Real bees help people every day. When they go from flower to flower, collecting pollen and nectar for their food, they're also moving that pollen from flower to flower, leaving little bits behind. And that's exactly what those flowers need, so that they can make fruit and seeds. So many of the tasty foods we eat are only possible because of bees. And because bees are so important to us, and because they are beautiful living creatures, it's our job to help bees too. Sometimes in our cities and neighborhoods, bees can't find enough flowers to eat. If you want to help a bee, planting a flower is a great way to make sure that bees have the food that they need to survive. We can help keep our plants and flowers clean for bees by not adding pesticides that could hurt them. We can even build homes for bees. Not all bees live in beehives like honeybees do. Mason bees and other little bees like to have dry holes to live in.
On my Facebook and Instagram account, I'll post some things that you can do to help the bees where you live. They are such wonderful, interesting creatures, and they do such good things for us. We can help them in return. Thank you to Tony J. Moon for making this story available. You can find more of his cute and funny books at tonyonthemoon.co.uk. And thanks to you for listening to Elderberry Tales. See you next week.